You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Governor of Ohio getting rid of cell phones in schools. Lima, champion's pose. Go right on ahead.
Well, I am not one that maybe even should be talking about this yet because my kids are not at that age.
But yeah, but you said it.
I did say a month ago that my prediction was that within 5 years, so I wasn't even close, but within 5 years.
Well, you're right.
The phones were going to be.
I think within the next 30.
The phones were in the next 100. That phones were going to be totally eliminated. Well, you're going to have a chip in your. You're not going to need phones at all.
That's right.
But that phones were going
to
get.
Oh, you think the American people are going to stand to be chipped?
Yes. I've already seen they're being tracked every minute of the day, and we all fell for that. And so.
You're trying to tell me people in Streetsboro, Ohio are going to be okay with getting chipped?
I think there will be enough incentives that go along with it that it will be an unstoppable force. Anyway, and I think the phones.
Looks like it's blunderbuss time in the cul-de-sac.
I think the iPhones have kind of proven that. But either way, I said that within 5 years, there are going to be no phones allowed in school. I couldn't even believe they were allowed now. And it's just every state is trending towards that with no phones in the schools. And so by the time my kids get to that age, that there will never be. It'll never be permissible for the kids to have phones. Kids do not have rights.
So they're a little.
Talk to teenagers about it. And yeah. I remember saying the same thing to my parents, but my kids are like, that's motion. No, you're just borrowing it from me. I pay the bills on it.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to say now. I really like doing that. That's fun. And I kind of want your instruction on, because there are a couple of kids in my oldest class who, you know, have them, but. You know, that's still very young.
I have the oldest kids on the show, so I have kids that have their own cars. So
they got their own cars and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, and I think it's different per school district. It's different per household situation because I do know younger kids than my youngest kid that have a phone, but that's more because that's how the parents communicate to the kid because maybe that kid walks home from school because mom and dad can't get home, and you know that's kind of how they do their childcare situation right now.
Yeah.
Is that's how they're doing their communication and stuff. But I think it's different throughout the buildings in my school district. What is permissible? The high school, it seems like it's all bets are off. I talk to my high schoolers all day, every day. We share texts, no matter what time of the day. It's not one of those things where I'm like, man, that. My kid needs the phone. I need to be able to contact him at any time. But I do feel like as they age, it's teaching them some sort of responsibility. And I guess majority rule and says that it's not just your kids, Owen. It's all the kids. And they can't all handle the responsibility of having a phone and not being on it while the teacher's trying to instruct them on something. It does kind of suck, though, because I like to be able to just go, hey, what are you doing after school today? I mean, especially with teens now that are on sports teams and want to go to a practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or maybe they want to go to a friend's house or some, you know, something of that nature after school. They don't have to come home and find me and ask me first. They can just do it at noon when they're at lunch.
I guess I would just wonder, does this mean no phones the minute you get to school, or can they be in the locker? Because to me, it would make sense. Hey, phones, especially we're talking the older kids.
My high school kids don't use their lockers.
Right. Well,
they don't go to their lockers.
But wouldn't that be a reason for
them?
They
don't at all?
No.
So imagine if you just
had... half their stuff is on the Chromebook, so...
Yeah, they don't have all the books.
Yeah.
So imagine if you just said, all right, yeah, use your phones as much as you want during the time in between classes. Use them at your own peril.
Or are they going to make them put them into a bag like they're going into a comedy show?
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying. Would they need to if you just said, all right, use your phones when you... During the period breaks, that's all you get. That's all you get. And you, if you need to communicate with your parents, you can do it between that time. Who else do you need to communicate with?
This is stupid. Do they still have study hall in school?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
So can you use your phone during study hall?
I would imagine.
Maybe they let you do it then.
Yeah, but then if you're carrying it around all day, who's going to?
The one thing that is not going to be cool is if, I mean, I'm paying for these phones that, you know, my children have. When they end up slipping up because they're teenagers, so they're going to defy the rule.
Yeah.
Is that getting taken away from them? How am I getting... I mean, like I said, they're borrowing the phone from me. It's my property.
So will you support your kids still using their cell phones if it gets banned by the governor? I mean, I did just say that you ain't no one going to chip me. What does Owen do at the PTA meeting?
Well, I hold my sign up and I yell really loud.
Well, it's Monday Night Raw now. Yeah.
No,
Stone Cold's about to make his entrance.
I mean, if my kids can get that phone in and still, and they need to talk to me and they want to talk to me.
So, I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's like, is it just because it's a rule at school doesn't mean it's a rule in the home?
That's right. It's also a rule that I shouldn't drive over 60 on I-90. And brother.
Well, I would hope you don't. You know, publicly.
62.
I'm winking.
That's where I go.
They can't see my eye, but here I am with you. But because we always have those rules home, and there's things like, hey, you might get in trouble with the teacher, you ain't gonna get in trouble with me. And I think that's been going on for 100 years in school.
That's the same thing I tell my kids, my teenagers, there's no cussing in this house. I know you're gonna do it. I just better not hear it. That's same thing for me.
I had to do that with Axel and his little buddies on video games. And then I had to turn off his thing. He had the speaker going, and he went upstairs, and I go, this is eavesdropping, and I don't want to hear the words they say because I don't want to do that, and I had to turn it right off.
Why
I
went all the right little outside, ones own headsets now?
Walked out my office and turned it right off. Did not want to hear what them boys are saying. Didn't want to think any less of them. It scares me. Coming up at 8 o'clock.
They can sneak that phone in all they want. I don't care.
Coming up at 8:20, Lima's video is making the rounds across the country. It's the kick heard round the Eastern Conference. Up next, we go to Pittsburgh with Chris Muller. We go to James Rapine in Cincinnati. We go to Bob Haney, picks 18, 20, and 30 in the AFC North. We go around the AFC North, draft style. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.